Go ahead and take a second to feel your bottom, wherever it is on this wonderful planet. And see if you can feel a sense of stability extending up through your contact with the earth. Up through your whole body, right out the top of your head. Obviously, if there was no earth beneath you, your head would be toppling. So see if you can connect the sensation of your head floating at the top of your spinal column with that sense of being held, of being supported, being stably rooted onto this spot. And see if you can feel like you're partaking of a very big, very impersonal sense of stability, solidity. And with that, stability as a basis, relax. Relax, 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 relax your belly, relax your shoulders. Relax your hands, your feet, and your face. And if possible, with your current posture and the orientation of your legs, relax your buttocks. Take the current of the in and the out breath as a kind of invitation to move into contact with this, whatever this constitutes for you. But see if this can be fairly broad, can be inclusive of the sensations of the body, can be inclusive of the sensations of the breath at the spot that you've chosen. And can start to be a little bit inclusive of the things you might call mind or heart. The wonderful diversity of things that accompany the sensations of having a body. And we'll just try and stabilize here for a minute or two. And you might like to use a couple of words. Maybe we'll do arrived on the in-breath and at home on the out-breath. This. The only thing available to me. Why don't I make myself at home here? sense of being home that renews itself with every moment of sensation of breath. And we're going to do something a little different today. We'll work directly with the you, the me. Self-conception. We're not going to do a deconstructive meditation. We're going to do a constructive meditation. So you can take a few breaths here to get in touch with what it's like to consider yourself yourself right now. We'll assume that there's some level of self-conception happening. We're just going to use a couple words. We'll use the words me now. Me on the in-breath, now on the out-breath. Without really changing too much about the way awareness is functioning, just meeting this whole complicated assemblage of phenomena. That you may have an intuition that it has a name and an age and a history. When we are going to intervene on that history. We'll do it in a few different ways. We'll start. See if you can call to mind. It's a lot in one go. The people you love. You can kind of assemble a big or small assembly, however many kind of particular faces help you to get a clear sense that, okay, there are people that I love. I'm in touch with my connection to them. Now, Would they benefit from compassion? Not necessarily their compassion, not necessarily your compassion, just compassion. Would you like to add compassion to the equation for the people that you love? May I become that compassion. Those are going to be our words. May I become on the in-breath, that compassion on the out-breath. As if by magic. Right now, I'm me. But I'm not going to will to be a more compassionate me. I am just going to directly will to become the compassion. I'm going to give up my name. I'm going to give everything up. Everything I hold on to is me. I relinquish it to transform myself into the compassion that the people that I love need. May I be that compassion. Do I want the people that I love to have joy? May I be that joy? May I become that joy? May I become the delight that my beloved ones experience. I willfully give up what it is to be me now. I would rather be that. May I be that joy. May I become that joy. Be energetic. Imagine that it will take a very powerful wish for this to become reality. How about wisdom? Could they use some wisdom? May I become that wisdom? Safety. Do I want them to be safe? How bad? Do I want them to be safe so bad that I'm willing to transform myself into safety? May I be that safety? It's not going to be shaped like you. It's just going to be shaped like safety. We're going to go a little more general now. And the may I be part is going to be implicit. If you want to go hard, you can turn that into an implicit I vow to be. But our keywords are going to be in pairs here. Courage for the fearful. Courage on the in-breath for the fearful on the out-breath. Comfort for the grieving. And remember, we're not just wishing this for them. The instruction is to turn yourself into it. To pick a new path for yourself. Company for the lonely. Protection for the vulnerable. We'll go into the realm of pure magic here. A raft for the stranded. Something totally provisional. A bunch of pieces of wood held together by rope that will only be useful one time. May I be that unglorious thing if it can benefit the stranded. Food for the starving. It can be a whole nation, it can be one person. The important thing is that you leave everything behind to become it. And we'll do one more kind of round here, a brief one to stretch things a little bit. See if you can bring to mind the people in the world who might hate you. May or may not have concrete individuals in mind. It may just be you kind of know in general. Some people might not like the cut of your jib. Let's just go hard. We'll go right in here. May I become their happiness. I'm just going to completely step outside of the structure of me and them, of the idea of an adversary, I'm going to say, I want people to be happy. And I'm willing to transform myself into that happiness, regardless of who that person is. Don't worry about your attitudes. You've got to leave them behind to become happiness.